This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two wildfires, the Aspen Acres Fire and Ferris Fire, are now among the top 10 largest wildfires in Colorado history. And thousands of Coloradans are living in makeshift situations after evacuations forced them from their homes. 9-year-old Isabella and her mom had only minutes to evacuate as the Aspen Acres Fire approached their home in southern Colorado.
I'm kind of nervous what's going to happen to our house. And if it's gone, where else could we go?
The Aspen Acres Fire is more than 96,000 acres and 20% contained. In rural southwest Colorado, the Ferris Fire has burned more than 60,000 acres and is also less than 20% contained. 7 years ago, Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold launched an exploratory committee for a U.S. Senate bid. She decided a month later not to run, but as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, that exploratory committee is still active, even as Griswold seeks a different office.
2 days after winning the Democratic nomination for Attorney General, Jenna Griswold updated the paperwork for her Senate exploratory committee. It was a minor filing, but it showed the committee is still active. Some campaign finance experts say keeping an exploratory committee open for so long is a bit unusual, since most either convert it to a campaign committee when they enter the race or close it after deciding not to run. A spokesman for Griswold says her exploratory committee was kept open in case Griswold decided to seek a federal office in the future, and that she's considering options like shutting it down or converting it into a political action committee. The spokesman adds Griswold is committed to serving her whole term if she's elected attorney general in November. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Victor Marks is now Colorado's Republican nominee for governor. The political outsider narrowly defeated State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.